If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness.
The Super Bowl, the World Series,
they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bank.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wall Street Raw. It's your host, Mark Leibovit, for this Saturday, September 23rd. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Sinclair Noe is going to be back with us, Henry Weingarten and Kyle Dennis. But we're going to have an encore interview now with our good friend, Bill Koenig.
Well, it's a real thrill having my old friend Bill Koenig back on Wall Street Raw. Bill has been around a long time following the markets and the political scene. As you may remember, he is a White House correspondent. He has a website, watch.org, which is just incredible in covering the political and religious events both domestically and in the Middle East. And more excitingly, his great book, Eye to Eye, which is really my favorite book of all time, has going to have a re-release here coming up in a few days. So we want to talk about Eye to Eye and what's really going on in the world right now that's apparently triggered a lot of the catastrophic events that we're now experiencing, from Florida, Texas, and even an earthquake down in Mexico the last couple of days. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Wow. So the expanded Eye to Eye has 576 pages. Let's talk a little bit about Eye to Eye and the release and how our listeners get a copy of that book right off the top.
Well, thank you, Mark. I've been watching for years from the U.S. pressure on Israel to divide the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amazing record-setting catastrophe happened the same day within 24 hours. And I noticed the greater pressure on Israel to give up that land, Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem, for an Arab state by U.S. pressure or international pressure, the greater the corresponding catastrophes. And we've had over $100 billion events with a connection to U.S. pressure on Israel to divide their land. Despite the fact that we're a friend of Israel, the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their descendants, is not to be divided or given up, as I mentioned, for an Arab state.
You have a great quote in your email, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. That's really the key, to the book.
Absolutely, and it's very prophetic. I think we're living in the times with the Jewish prophets of the Old Testament. They spoke of a time like this, and even as a Christian, Jesus Christ gave us signs of the days, signs of the final days. And as you watch the events taking place in Israel, God's time clock, and throughout the Middle East, with Iran and Turkey, Syria, all significant final day players, as well as Russia. We watch this daily, and it's all coming to completion, just as those prophets and Jesus spoke of. And the signs are all about us. And as I mentioned, Israel and the city of Jerusalem is God's time clock. So if you want to know where things stand, watch what the leaders of the world are attempting to do with the city of Jerusalem and the state of Israel.
We had some real interesting developments here just in recent days, and you chronicle that in your emails. It all started with Kushner and Greenblatt that made a push for peace in Israel, and then simultaneously Harvey heads toward Texas. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. You know, I've documented 127 events from the start of the Madrid Land for Peace Conference in October of 1991 when the perfect storm was sending 30-foot waves into President Bush's home in Kennebunkport, Maine, through 9/11, Katrina, and then Harvey. What was interesting, for the lack of a better word, Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and other members of the Trump team were in Qatar, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Amman, Jordan, and then Cairo to meet with these Arab leaders about getting involved in this comprehensive plan, this peace plan. On Monday 21st is the day, August 21st, is the day that Kushner, Greenblatt, and Powell arrived in Qatar, and then the next day to speak with the Emir, and then the next day they were in Saudi Arabia and also Abu Dhabi, and then on Wednesday they were in Jordan and Cairo. Speaking with the leaders about what's it going to take to make a comprehensive Middle East peace plan. And, you know, Harvey was all but finished on August 19th. I mean, it just basically was finished. It was called a remnant. The National Hurricane Center stopped doing any additional advisories from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the day that Kushner arrived in Jerusalem, Harvey reformed into a tropical depression. By that night, it was a tropical storm. And the next day, the day that Kushner and Greenblatt were meeting with Netanyahu and the Palestinian President Abbas, became a monster category for hurricane, and the rest is history. So once again, I've been following this for a long time, Mark, and all the dots were connected, and that's what happened.
I'm a believer. You don't have to convince me. Well, let's talk a little bit of what's going on now with the hurricane hitting Florida this weekend. What's happening? Are there any discussions underway now? What's happening with regard to Israel now?
Yeah, absolutely. President Trump has stated within the last week that he's going to be meeting with Abbas and Netanyahu in the sidelines of the UN. In the next couple months, he hopes to move forward with peace talks. And then yesterday, I was at the White House for the White House press conference with the Emir of Kuwait. And Emir of Kuwait, in his opening remarks, spoke of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. And I didn't even mention Israel's name, but he mentioned Palestinian two-state solution. And then Trump mentioned it's a difficult deal, it's a very difficult plan, and the possibility of a peace plan is very, very difficult. But nonetheless, they're going to continue to push forward, meet with the Israelis and Palestinians, and hopeful that there would be a peace deal. Ironically, the same day that he declared that is the day that his state there at Mar-a-Lago, Florida, was evacuated.
Unbelievable. So here we have the same consequence for the talk regarding dividing Israel's Holy Land. And I know listeners to this might think that we've gone off the deep end, but I mean, when I mention this to people, they just think, what's wrong with you, Mark? You know, but I've been watching and reading your commentary for a long time, and you've documented an event, and very few people believe God has any control over what happens on Earth. And I think that's the big mistake, you know?
Absolutely, Mark. I might add to this, you know, since the October 91 peace conference in Madrid that started the Land for Peace conference, Land for Peace process, there have been $171 billion events, according to NOAA. And In my book, there's 127 events, and over 100 are billion-dollar events that were taking place at exactly the time as we are talking right now. Israel is being called on to give up their land for the sake of peace.
Bill, I want our listeners to get a copy of your book. Okay, I want your listeners to get a copy of your book right away, Eye to Eye. What's the best way for them to get it?
Going to our website at watch.org, W-A-T-C-H.org. It is also available on Amazon. And it's Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Dividing Israel.
Thank you again, Bill Koenig. We'll have you back real soon. And go to Amazon or watch.org right away, folks. You're going to have a real experience, a treat, reading this unbelievable, provocative book. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. My pleasure.
Thank you again, Bill. You know, this is we just passed Rosh Hashanah the last 2 days, and Yom Kippur is coming up this time next week, so it's appropriate for the interview. But also, Hurricane Maria is just east of Florida as we're broadcasting on this Saturday. And according to Bill's theory, I guess if some negotiations start to heat up here in the next 24, 48 hours or so, the storm could start veering more west and slam right into North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and who knows. So let's see how this all pans out and pray for the best. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with Kyle Dennis and Henry Weingarten.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
I'm now convinced more than ever that we're just one major headline away from the next market crisis. Guess what? A new Timeline report that I just read says that I happen to be right. Something big is getting ready to happen, just like it does at least once a decade over the last 100 years. An energy crisis in 79, an SNL crisis in 89, and the last two I warned you about, remember? The dot-com bust in 99 and the subprime crisis in 09. What's next? I want you to call for a free copy of Swiss America's new Timeline report.
Thanks, Michael. Call toll-free 888-732-7164. That's 888-732-7164.
I've told you often, those who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. Take action. It's no longer a question of if it's going to happen. It's just a question of when it's going to happen.
Call toll-free 888-732-7164. That's 888-732-7164.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back, my good friend Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Henry is managing director of that fund, and he's been managing money and advising clients for nearly 50 years, and he's been a regular and great guest on our program. Henry, thank you again for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Great. It was my pleasure. Well, it was an interesting week, as usual. We're pleased in a number of ways. We're pleased to see that oil is above 50, because we tend to be somewhat bullish this quarter. Sort of happy in one sense that the markets didn't collapse, but on the other hand, there's still risk through the middle of October. So we're still on our sell on August 4th and go away type thing, even though markets are slightly higher than they are now. There's still some very strong risk till 15th, 18th of October. Gold, interesting that we had that $1,300 test, which is not bad. I didn't think it would break 1325, but it did. But we put another buy-in on Thursday for that reason at around 1290. And we're sort of very interesting. One of our clients and friends, which is Cypher Resources, did a first trade horoscope on Monday. And if anyone in the audience knows astrology, it was at 9:31 a.m. And that put Jupiter absolutely partial on the ascendant and Uranus on the descendant. Now, do you know what that means?
No, you have to translate for me.
Okay. Basically, if you're an astrologer and you see Jupiter on the ascendant, it augurs great success. If you have Uranus in a favorable aspect to it, it means it's instantaneous or very rapid. So from an astrological viewpoint, if anyone shows it to their astrologer, they'll think that it will be a very rapid success. So we'll find out if that's the case as time goes on, but we're rather pleased with it. As for the rest, we really have nothing new to say. We're off to Hong Kong this week to meet with potential clients and some other things, so we won't be around for a while. But the situation is the same. I'm a little concerned about the situation in North Korea that is being ignored. There's still some risk there. I feel we'll get through it, but it's not something to just totally ignore.
Well, you're headed in that direction, Henry, so hopefully you're safe, and I hope they don't start playing any games in that part of the world when you're over there. But meanwhile, it seems like gold's the play. The Fed says they're going to be selling off their bond portfolio, and the market seems to be ignoring that.
No, but I think that's good. Actually, if they do what they say, and I don't think we're going to see 9 in the next 3 years. I think we're going to see 7. I still don't know if they're going to raise in December or February, but if they do, I think that's very good. You know, have 2% interest or so in 2-3 years would be fantastic. They need to raise it, and I'm very glad they're not backing off. because there is inflation. The only problem is they don't see what's clearly there. I'm sure your whole audience sees their expenses going up more than 1% this year.
Right. It's not reported. It's been hidden for a long time. You're correct.
Oh, no. Right. But I think it's very good if they do that. That plan, I think it's actually very favorable. And lots of companies now are starting to want to come into the U.S. It's getting a very favorable market. And, you know, especially for small and mid-sized businesses, this is getting past the 2008 problems, and it's getting back to soon and really making money again, which I think is a good thing, as opposed to playing just financial games.
Henry, thank you for joining us. Have a safe trip to China, Hong Kong, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome back, my good friend Kyle Dennis, who is the chief biotech strategist for RagingBull.com. Kyle's an independent securities trader, and he's had a remarkable record. He's got a bunch of promotions running on the Internet. I see them, but basically he's taken a few thousand dollars into a couple million dollars with his various biotech and other related trades. So basically undercovers undervalued stocks using both technical, fundamental, and what he calls catalytic events in these individual stocks. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back on the show.
Well, I'm sure you had an exciting week here. I've seen a lot of the trades, and where are we at now in terms of these catalytic events and some of the special situations you want to talk about? I know some are coming up and some you're trading day to day.
Yeah, so what we talked about last time is the thought that the IVV was going to pull back the biotech index, and that's what it's looking like it's doing to me. It looks like it's pulling back to about the 320 area or so where I think it will find support. But I'm still always on the lookout for the next type of catalyst event. And one that I'm looking at, and full disclosure, I own a small position in of just 1,000 shares, is a company called Medici Nova. Now, this isn't a company, I want to get this straight, it isn't a company that I particularly like long-term, but I do really like the catalytic event that's coming up here. They have a phase 2B trial that's going to read out at a meeting on October 28, 2017. So it's coming up in about a month or so. It's a progressive multiple sclerosis drug called MN-166. So they have a really nice catalyst event upcoming. The chart's been on a powerful uptrend, a nice momentum move. And I'm looking for a dip to possibly add to my position. I have shares. 1,000 shares at 522, so it's up a little bit. So if it dips back down, I'll be willing to double up on that one for me. And I think that it has potential to go up to about $7 a share or higher in anticipation of that event upcoming.
Kyle, what's the symbol on that one?
Oh, sorry about that. The symbol is MNOV, but it's an OVA.
Okay. MNOV, folks. MNOV. Let's talk about a couple of other names that we brought up last week. We were talking about BLCM and VKTX. Are those still on your list?
Yeah, so the BLCM has actually made a really nice run since we talked about it. It went from about 10 all the way up to about 13 in just a few days. So I'm looking for it to pull back here again, and if it gets around 10, I'm pretty interested because they have their ASH event. They're going to be at this conference called ASH coming up with the data coming out in the beginning of November. So that's pretty interesting to me. And VKTX, that one as well has data coming out in the fourth quarter. Now, I don't like to hold through the data, so I think it's a sell before the end of this month, but it ran up pretty nicely here and has a great-looking chart from a technical perspective.
Kyle, thank you for joining us. Kyle Dennis from RagingBull.com, and we'll have you back next week. Thanks for the great ideas, Kyle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle, and thank you, Henry, for joining us on the Saturday. And two great segments coming up here with my good friend Sinclair Noe from Eat the Bankers, and we sort of call it Banks Behaving Badly segment with the Equifax disaster and, of course, the ongoing saga with Wells Fargo. So a lot of interesting stuff we're going to be chatting about. So don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after the break.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back, our my good friend and special guest, Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the incomparable blog EatTheBankers.com. Sinclair, we got a lot to talk about on this Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us.
We have very many topics that we could cover. We could spend probably a whole day talking about what's been going on. I think, though, probably the place to start might be the Federal Reserve. How about that?
Okay. They had their midweek meeting, and there were no surprises there from what I heard.
No. Everything went exactly according to plan for the most part, at least as far as monetary policy. They decided to leave interest rates unchanged. At this meeting, they indicated that they will probably raise rates in December, which they've been saying for over a year now. They will probably raise rates three more times next year, and then maybe twice in the following year. Peeling back a little bit from expectations for three rate hikes in 2018. They gave details on the great unwind. They're going to be selling off part of their balance sheet. $4.5 trillion is now on that balance sheet. They're not going to sell off everything. They're going to start slowly at first.
Well, it's a big mystery, Sinclair, whether that's going to cause a bit of a crash in the economy, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. They're going to start selling off bonds, and you think that when they start selling off bonds, we're going to see interest rates rise. Because, of course, rates move in opposite direction of price on bonds. Now, you got to think that this is going to slow down the economy. This is going to be a drag on the economy. Every time the Fed takes away the punch bowl, the party's over, at least on Wall Street and many times on Main Street as well. So can they pull this off? That's really going to be one of the biggest questions for the economy moving forward. I think, of course, the other big question that Yellen addressed in her press conference after the announcement was about inflation. We just haven't seen it yet. If this is a Federal Reserve that is data-focused, well, the data on inflation just hasn't shown up. The PCE inflation gauge is running at about 1.4%. Yellen says low inflation, it's a mystery. That's scary when Yellen says that. But what they're doing is slow, gradual, and $10 billion per month sounds like a lot, and it will be slowly increasing over time. But in the grand scheme of things, the Federal Reserve hopes that this is just dull and boring and so small and incremental that it'll be like watching paint dry. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Wall Street has been stepping up to the trough of free money from the Federal Reserve for so long that I'm not sure that they're going to be satisfied with the Fed pulling back and taking away a lot of that free money. Now, there's still a lot of free money elsewhere around the world. Other central banks are still in accommodative mode. But the Federal Reserve pulling back, it'll be interesting. It may not happen all at once because the Fed is so slow and incremental, but it will be interesting to see if they can pull this off. If they can, it's a major, major accomplishment. If they can't, it'll be more of the same.
Well, the market will tell us, Sinclair. We'll see how the Dow and the S&P act. There are indicators. So the market's been climbing this wall of worry, and they've known about this for a while. Let's see what happens. It's really interesting. Meanwhile, speaking...
One thing I got to say for the Fed is they have telegraphed this information. They've been very transparent about what they're planning to do. So, yeah, the market does know. There's no surprise here. Markets hate surprises. No surprise.
Before we jump on to our old story with Wells Fargo, I did want to mention, and you probably read that even Janet Yellen made a comment about Wells Fargo this week. That was interesting. Basically, she said that Wells Fargo may still face a penalty from the Federal Reserve itself. I thought that was really interesting. Have any insight on that one?
Well, not any more than anybody else other than Janet Yellen.
That came from a pretty high place, you know?
Well, Federal Reserve, don't forget, they do have a role as regulator of banks. Don't laugh, please. It's true.
Okay.
They do have a role as regulator of banks. So they could go in and do something. And quite frankly, the fines that Wells Fargo has faced so far, I think it's about $175 million in fines for some 3 million accounts that they just created out of whole air. I mean, come on. That is criminal activity, plain and simple. And we also learned this week that they probably could have been fined upwards of $10 billion or more for something like this. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, decided, well, no, we just want to get this done and over and move on. So they ended up with about $175 million. It was almost like a little gift to Wells Fargo. And if you think that that is going to be a deterrent, now $10 billion might have acted as a deterrent, but it would have required hard work on the part of regulators to push their case because Wells Fargo would have fought back. Wells Fargo, $175 million, they go, oh, yeah, we'll take that, sure. You know, and they make it up in a couple of hours. It's no big deal to them. $10 billion, that gets their attention a little bit, and they skated. They just absolutely skated. So it would be nice if the Federal Reserve were to step up, were to do something. Yellen hinted at that in her press conference this week, but no details. And until we see details on harsher penalties or tighter regulation, don't count on it.
Well, it's certainly been in the news, and we've been talking about it now for several months. So we don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it really was a serious situation. We have about 30 seconds. Really quickly, we didn't touch on last week the Bitcoin situation, and particularly Jamie Dimon coming out, as you know, last week. It's a week-old story, but I thought it was still very interesting here, basically calling it a fraud. But meanwhile, we find out that, speaking of eat the bankers and bankers behaving badly, we found out that J.P. Morgan was buying Bitcoin even after it was badmouthed by Dimon.
How do you drive the price down of something that you want to buy?
It's called manipulation, right?
I think that's what it's called. I don't know what else to call it, but apparently it worked well for Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan Chase.
Let's pick up on this one a little bit after the break. We have Sinclair Noh with us, KFNN 1510 Phoenix, and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com. We'll be right back with Sinclair. Yes, Sinclair will be taking a little bit of a break here, and we have about 60 seconds until the break. Meanwhile, here we are. very briefly, Yom Kippur coming up next week, coming out of Rosh Hashanah, high holy days in the Jewish calendar. Markets floundering here a little bit, needed to pull back slightly. Henry Weingarten told us earlier that we still are in a risk factor cyclically until mid-October. And we saw gold take a little bit of a nosedive this past week or so from the 1350 area down to about 1290, but then start to rebound a little bit on Friday. And it looks like we might have hit a little bit of a trading bottom there. Big picture, still positive there overall. And we're watching the U.S. dollar, folks. A little rally starts in the dollar, then that could put a little dent in the gold rally. So that's sort of a key ingredient that we're keeping a close eye on here. And as far as our one of our favorite areas, Bitcoin, we just talked about that briefly with Sinclair. A lot of volatility here the past couple of weeks. We got up to $4,700, $4,900 for a coin, down to $2,950, bounced to $4,000, and then we got down to $3,500 on Friday. So looks like a little trading bottom may have come in that Bitcoin as well. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back after the break with Sinclair.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
855-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stability begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcome back, my good friend Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 and author of the great blog EatTheBankers.com. Well, we just briefly touched on Jamie Dimon and the Bitcoin fiasco from a week back where we had that mini crash in the Bitcoin and Jamie's comment. But it's just part and parcel, I suppose, to what we see from banks behaving badly, Sinclair, over the years. You know, we saw this with the whale story where apparently there was no connection and we find out there is a connection. It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon comes out, calls Bitcoin a fraud, and it may well be, but apparently what he was really doing was just trying to drive down the price so that they could buy some over in Europe, and most people did not catch that going on, but this is the kind of thing that J.P. Morgan Chase and Jamie Dimon have been doing for a long time. There is a lot of question about whether Bitcoin is really something valuable or not. I don't know about Bitcoin itself, but the technology behind Bitcoin, the blockchain technology, is certainly valuable, and it is something that the bankers want to try to figure out. And for that matter, I think a lot of people are trying to figure it out. And this is what really makes Bitcoin valuable, is the technology behind it. Because we are seeing more and more how the current technology that we have is so vulnerable to hacks and cyber attacks. We saw it, of course, the big one was Equifax. 143 million people just lose personal data into the dark web. But we saw it again this past week with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is supposedly the regulator of Wall Street. I mean, anytime there's a stock trade made, it supposedly is regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they have a corporate filing system called EDGAR, where companies submit all their filings, their 10-Qs, 10-Ks, all this stuff, talking about earnings reports, IPOs, mergers, acquisitions, anything that could move the market. Well, that was hacked into. Now, if you had a few days in advance the information about a merger or an acquisition or a bad earnings report, that would certainly be something that you could use. But it goes back even more. They've been trying to upgrade this whole system since the flash crash of 2010. And they're getting closer and closer to upgrading it, they think, but then they find out that the whole thing was hacked over a year ago, and people were wandering around doing who knows what in there before they ever figured it out. And what this really tells me is that this whole system, everything on the Wall Street, everything to do with the banks, is extremely vulnerable in the digital age. And at some point, don't be surprised if you wake up and you look around and it's like, what happened to all the financial accounts in the world? They just went poof.
This is what the hard money people are talking about all the time, Sinclair. Don't keep it in the banks. Don't keep it at the brokerage firms. You know, one day it may just disappear electronically. And you're right. It could happen, right? The gold bugs are going to love this. I guess that's why cryptocurrency, you know, gained so much popularity, because it was an alternate place for your money.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea, is that this is a better way to digitally track an asset, whatever the asset may be, even if it's almost just an imagined asset like Bitcoin is. There's nothing behind Bitcoin. It's only the technology, the blockchain technology that exists behind it that makes it valuable. And it will probably be a blueprint for financial institutions moving forward.
So the Equifax situation, we have about a minute or so here. We heard this week that there might be an SEC investigation, that several of the senior executives are leaving. We talked about this. This is going to go on for quite a while. It's really serious.
It's huge. And unfortunately, Equifax is just absolutely blowing their response. If you ever want to see how not to handle crisis, just look at how Equifax management has dealt with this issue. Instead of saying, we're going to make it right, we're going to provide credit monitoring, we're going to provide credit freezes, now they look at it as an opportunity to try and bilk an extra $9 a month or $19 a month off of all these people who had their personal information stolen from Equifax. And remember, we did not give Equifax our permission to have that information. I mean, that's not that model that exists. It's not like we said, yeah, here, you do this. This is a gross abuse of a position of responsibility. And now, instead of trying to make it right, they're trying to nickel and dime the consumers. Horrible.
Sinclair? On that note, we'll pick up next week. I'm sure we're going to be following this story for quite some time. Sinclair Ngo from KFNN 1510 and author of the incomparable blog, EatTheBankers.com. You don't want to miss that blog or hear these interviews. You really don't get this anywhere else, folks. At least I don't hear it everywhere else. Have a great weekend, Sinclair. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Sinclair, thank you again for joining us. And just a few seconds we have left. Let's look at some of the big point movers here up and down this past week on Wall Street. On the downside, Intercept Pharmaceuticals is down 33 points to 61.59. That's ICPT. Tesla was down 28 and three quarters points to 351. That's TSLA. White Mountains Insurance, WTM, down 17 points to 842. And Visartis, VSAR, down 16 points to, way down to 268. Really nailed that one. On the upside, Berkshire Hathaway only gained 2,900 points this week, up to $273,000 a share. That's Berkshire A, BRK.A. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, that's ALNY, up 37.5 points to 113. Veritone, VERI, up 26 points to 56.25. Ocean Rig, ORIG, up 24 points to 24. And some action there in the oil service sector. And as we do each week, we close our show as our old friend Ed Hart used to say on the Financial News Network decades ago, when he said, as we say, we will know in the fullness of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,